Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Chamadagnyascha Kaunteyam Idam Dharma Brutam Varaha ऋषि मध्ये स्थितः प्राह ज्वलन्निव दिवाकरः पितृविप्रवदेनाहम् आर्तो वै पाण्डवाग्रज जामदग्न्य. सो जामदग्न्य मीन्स् जमदग्नीस् सन्. सो भारद्वाज, भारद्वाज आल्सो मीन् भारद्वाज मीन्स् द वन् हू कम्स् इन् द डिसेण्डेण्ट् आफ् भरद्वाज महर्षि. So Jamadagnya means the one who comes in the descendant of Jamadagni Maharshi. That's why we say Atreya. Atreya means the one who comes in the descendant of Atri Maharshi. Atri, Atreya, Bharadvaja, Bharadvaja, Jamadagni, Jamadagnya. The one who is descendant of that Rishi is actually, you add an A to it. So Bharadvaja, Jamadagnya, Atreya. So that's how here it is referring to Bhargava Rama, the sixth incarnation of Vishnu, Jamadagnya. And he was the foremost of all righteous persons. And then he was born as the son of Jamadagni. And then we know the story of Bhargava Rama. He was initially named as Rama only. Parashurama, he got the name Parashurama after getting the battle axe. See, he was originally named as Rama, that is Bhargava Rama. So Bhargava Rama means, Bhargava means the one who comes in the descendant of Bhrigu race. So to explain properly, so in today's, you know, so Parashurama's first name was Rama and the second and the last name was Bhargava. So since he comes in the, since he was a descendant of the Bhrigu race. So Bhargava Rama became Parashurama after getting the battle axe from Mahadev. So we'll be seeing that. So here Bhargava Rama, Parashurama, the sixth incarnation of Vishnu, addresses Yudhishthira. Oh Yudhishthira, oh Jyeshtha Pandava, I was affected by Brahmahatya after killing my brothers. Because we know the story where actually on the order of his father Jamadagni, he killed four of his brothers. And then he was affected by Brahminicide, that is Brahmahatya, the sin of killing a Brahmana. And then Shuchirbhutva Mahadevam Katospi Sharanam Dripa Namabis Chastuvam Devam Tatastushto Bhavadbhavaha Parashum Cha Tato Devo Divyanyastrani Chaivame Papam Cha Tena Bhavita Ajayascha Bhavishyasi. He says, I surrendered to Lord Shiva and I glorified him. Describing him, describing his various names, doing stuti of his names and meditating on his divine form and completely devoted to him and completely surrendered. Sharanam gataha, sharanam dripa, I surrendered to his feet. So speaking of this, there are various places also in the Puranas talking about Parashurama worshipping Lord Shiva. So Brahmanda Purana in the second Kanda, 32nd chapter, Parashurama has the vision of Lord Shiva and then he does beautiful stuti for killing Kartavirya Arjuna, because he wanted the blessings of Lord Shiva to kill his enemy Kartavirya Arjuna. So he says, Namaste Shivam Ishanam Vibum Vyapakam Avyayam Bhujanga Bhushanam Chogram Nrikapala Saragujvalam. O Mahadeva Ishana, the ultimate ruler. Tatpara at parato ishas tanme manashiva sankalpamastu. Let me meditate, let my mind focus on that personality who is greater than even Brahma and Vishnu. Let my mind focus on that Mahadeva alone. 18th verse of the Shiva Sankalpa Suktam. So Shivam Ishanam Vibhum. We are Anu. Anu means infinitesimal. Whereas Vibhu means infinite. We are finite, he is infinite. From the blade of a grass till Vishnu, everything is Anu. Mahadeva is Vibhu. So here Parashurama addresses Vibhu. Oh Vibhu, Vyapakam Avyam, you are all pervading and you are imperishable. Avyaya means imperishable. Bhujanga Bhushanam, Bhujanga means snakes. So you have the snakes, you have the snake Vasuki on your neck. Vasuki Kanta Bhushanam. So Bhujanga Bhushanam Chogram Drikapala Saragujwalam. Yovibuk Sarvalokanam Srishtistiti Vinashakrit. Brahmadi Rupa Dugyeshtas. Tamtvam Veda Kriparnavam. So you are the Lord of all the worlds. You do the srishti, that is creation, sthiti, that is maintenance, and then vinasha, that is destruction. You are beyond the three modes of material nature, and you are also the creator, maintainer, and destroyer. And you take the forms of Brahma, Vishnu, and Indra. Vedana shakta yamstotu mavanga manasa gocharam jnana buddhyora sadhyam cha nirakaram namamyaham. Even the Vedas cannot understand you, O Mahadeva, Parashurama says. And it's true, even the Vedas and Upanishads cannot understand Lord Shiva. Even Brahma and Vishnu are searching for the feet of Mahadeva. And here it says nirakaram. Parashurama says nirakaram, formless. So again, we have to understand this very importantly. Formless means, it doesn't mean that Mahadeva doesn't have a form. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. He is not bound by any material forms. Because everybody is, if you see Brahma and Vishnu, they are bound by age. But Mahadeva is not bound by age. Mahadeva's form is beyond the modes of material nature and beyond the material forms. So that's why he is sometimes described as Nirakaram, Vibhum, Avyayam, Arupam in the Upanishads. But at the same time, his qualities and characteristics are also described. He is five-faced, ten-handed, three-eyed, eternally with Parashakti, golden in complexion, Neelagriva, who is blue-necked, who is blue-throated, Krittivasa, who is having the tiger skin as his garment. And then he is three-eyed. So these kind of qualities, and he is eternally, he is having the Chandra on his forehead. So these qualities and characteristics also should be meditated upon. So he is, that Arupatva is an aspect of the formed Maheshwara. So that's how we have to understand. Shakradayak suragana rishayo manavo suraha nayam vidur yata tattvam tamnamami paratparam. O Mahadeva, you are paratpara, you are the supreme of the supreme. So this is present in the Brahmanda Puranam, where I quoted some selected verses only, but it's a big stuti. Parashurama recites this in the Brahmanda Purana, 2nd Canto, 32nd chapter, 25th verse to the 28th verse. And then he says, I obtained. And then, Shuchir Bhutva Mahadevam Gatosmi Sharanam Dripa. I surrendered to Mahadeva and I obtained the various weapons. Parashum cha tato devo divyan yastrani chaivame papam cha tena bhavita ajayascha bhavishyasi. So I obtained the Parashu axe. That's how he got the name Parashurama. From Bhargava Rama, he became Parashurama because he obtained the battle axe. And if you see the five-faced, ten-handed form of Lord Shiva, in the right hand, one of the right hands, Mahadeva has the battle axe as his weapon. He has the Vajra, he has the Trishula, and he has the battle axe. And that was given as a gift to Parashurama in order to, so that Parashurama can vanquish his enemies. And then he also says, Mahadeva said to Parashurama, you will be invincible in the battle. You will be able to win over your enemies. Even death himself cannot do anything to you. And you will be free of birth, old age, disease, and death, O Parashurama. And then he explains, Parashurama explains this to Yudhishthira, I obtained the grace of that supreme reality, Mahadeva. He says that. And then moving on, Vishwamitra.
Vishwamitrastadovacha kshatriyoham tadabhavam brahmanoham bhavaniti mayacharadito bhavaha tat prasadan maya praptam brahmanyam durlabham mahat.
Vishwamitra said to Yudhishthira, I was actually a kshatriya, O Yudhishthira, and then I became a brahmana by the grace of Lord Shiva, through the grace of the deity, because Kshatriya wanted to, equal Vasishta Maharshi. That's a very great story. And then Brahma Janati Idi Brahmana. I'll come to that later. But the Lord, the Lord of everything, the Lord of ब्राह्मणोऽस्यमुखमासीत् बाहूराजन्यः कृतः ऊरुतदस्य गद्वैश्यः वद्यागं शूद्रो अजायत. द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल द फोर वर्णास इज महादेव अलोन, पुरुष सूक्तम. सो एंड देन अ पर्सन हू टेक्स अप यू नो अ शिव भक्त ट्रांसेंड्स ऑल द वर्णास एट द एंड ऑफ द डे एंड देन ब्रह्म जानाति इति ब्राह्मण. A Brahmana is a person who travels towards Brahman, that is the supreme reality, that is Mahadeva. So a person who is marching towards Mahadeva is actually a Brahmana. So through the grace of the deity, I succeeded in obtaining the status of a Brahmana, which is so difficult to obtain. So Vishwamitra explains that to Yudhishthira. So speaking of this, Vishwamitra, there is also a Setu Mahatmyam in the Skanda Puranam. Setu Mahatmyam is nothing but glory of Rameshwara. Ram ka Ishwar Rameshwar. Kameshwara, Matsyeshwara, Kurmeshwara, Varaheshwara, Ambikeshwara, Kartikeyeshwara, Yameshwara. He's the Lord of Lords. So Rameshwar means Ram, Ram's Ishwar. That is Rameshwar. And Ambikeshwar means Ambika ka Ishwar, Ambikeshwar. So that's what it means. So here the Setu Mahatmyam talks, 52 chapters are wonderful chapters are there in the Setu Mahatmyam Skanda Puranam, which talks about Rama building, you know, coming to, you know, Setu, and then he actually does the Prana Pratishta of the Shivalinga, and then he worships Mahadeva there. Rameshwaram is a wonderful Kshetram. So there also Vishwamitra says, Skanda Mahapurana, that is third canto Brahmakandam, within that Setu Mahatmyam 49th chapter 64th verse, Vishwamitra uvacha shrutani shastranyapi nishvalani trayapyadita vifalaivanunam twayishvare chenna bhaveddi bhaktihi shri ramanate shiva manushasya. What is the use of learning all the scriptures? What is the use of learning everything? Vedas, Upanishads and Vedangas, being a master of everything, and then the one who doesn't have devotion for Ramanatha. Ramanatha, Natha means Lord. Ramanatha, the Lord of Ram, that is Mahadeva. So what is the use of learning all the scriptures? Everything including the Vedas and Upanishads and Vedangas, and then finally not having devotion for Maheshwara. What is the use? So then if a man doesn't have devotion for you, O Mahadeva, after learning all the scriptures, then whatever he has learnt is futile, is a waste, total waste. That's what Vishwamitra says. So here also he explains in Mahabharata, he explains to Yudhishthira that by the grace of Lord Shiva, I obtained that the status of Brahmana. And there are various rishis. Speaking of this, this reminds me, this chapter is entirely talking about where rishis explain how they surrendered to Lord Shiva and got the grace of Mahadeva and got various boons. Every anuvakam of Rudram, there are 11 anuvakams in Rudram. So within each anuvakam, there are various mantras. Every mantra within every anuvakam of Rudram, there is a rishi. So Atreya Maharshi, Gautama Maharshi, Kashyapa Maharshi, Kanva Maharshi, Bharadvaja Maharshi, Manduka Maharshi, Durvasa Maharshi, various, you know, every mantra has a rishi and devata. Devata is always Mahadeva for the hymns. But the rishi, each and every rishi have realized Mahadeva and they have given that hymn to us. So that there also you see various rishis have given those mantras in Rudram.
Asito Devalaschaiva Prahapandu Sutam Nripam Shapachak Krasya Shapa Chakrasya Kaunteya Vibo Dharmona Shatthada Tanme Dharmam Yashaschagriyam Ayushchaiva Dadat Prabhu.
Asita Devala, there are again, these are also great Maharshis. Asita and Devala, they come and address to the son, royal son of Pandu, that is Yudhishthira. Oh, in former days, oh son of Kunti, because of the curse of Shakra, that is Indra, my acts of righteousness, my punya and my pious credits, everything was destroyed due to the curse of Indra. And then the graceful Mahadeva, he gave me all the credits back. He gave me all the merits that I had acquired for a long time and with great fame. So he gave me back all the credits. So there is nothing that is impossible for Lord Shiva. So we just discussed that. So even if you face the curses of Indra, Brahma or Vishnu, he can reverse. Mahadeva can reverse those curses. This reminds me of Vishnu. If you see Shukracharya, Shukracharya is the guru of the Daityas, that is guru of the Asuras. When Vishnu took the Vamana avatara, he comes and then there is a place where Vishnu pokes the eyes of Shukra, and then Shukra loses one of his eyes and he becomes blind. So like he had one eye, but he lost another eye. And then in Tamil Nadu, there is a kshetram where Shukra is said to have worshipped Lord Shiva, and then he got back his eye. So he can reverse the curses. He worshipped Mahadeva and he got back his eye. So Mahadeva can reverse the curses. But we have to follow the path of righteousness, definitely. That is very, very important, because Mahadeva is Dharma Swarupam. So here, he got back his merits. The curse of Indra was reversed by Mahadeva, and Asita and Devala got back their merits and they had a long life.